And we're learning more today about that attack at Istanbul's airport that killed dozens and injured hundreds and is provoking disturbing questions about whether anything could have been done to stop the attack and whether airports can be made safer. In the Turkey massacre, there was reportedly first a gun attack in a parking lot near a terminal at Ataturk Airport, which drew security away from the crowded drop-off area, where a suicide bomber then set off a bomb that killed scores, but also allowed a third bomber inside the terminal. He was tackled by a brave guard before he set off his suicide belt. Fran Townsend is a former Homeland Security advisor. She's now executive vice president at an investment firm, McAndrews & Forbes. And Fran, after the Brussels attack, people did harden security at airport entrances. This is what they did in Turkey, at the door. But as we're hearing, that security was drawn away by a diversion.
That's right. And I think what we know now is ISIS in particular and terror groups more generally have this penchant for soft targets. And every time we harden them, so in the example of Turkey, they do have a preliminary screening right as you come in through the main door. And every time you harden and push out your preliminary screening point, they find another vulnerability. The Turkish response, the law enforcement response there, was incredibly quick. The numbers could have been much worse.
It could have been much worse. But still, you know, this is perplexing because this was the discussion again after Brussels. Well, move the security back from what I guess you security people call the air side. You know, the security checkpoint is more on the side of where the airplanes are. Move it back to the, you know, the entrance to the terminal. But then you create these crowds of people waiting to get through that security who are then vulnerable.
That's true. And one of the things, you know, the United States has worried about that vulnerability for some time. I remember even when I was in government, there are security folks in that pre-screening area, certainly in the United States, trying to identify people before they're sort of inside an area where folks are most vulnerable. But, you know, you have to come to grips with the idea in a free and open society and public spaces, they're never 100% secure. You can take these measures to mitigate the risk, but you're never going to get it to zero. I think what you're going to find now, as we understand after Brussels and Paris and now Istanbul, ISIS and Al-Qaeda, looking at these soft targets as the alternative to the big 9/11 style attack, we're going to have to re-examine what is our security policy vis-a-vis soft targets. Will we consider having metal detectors and that sort of thing before you go into a mall? There is a renewed debate about how do we better mitigate the risk against soft targets, terrorist attacks.
I don't mean to interrupt, but then you come up with the same problem. If you've got people backed up, and we see it now at, you know, when they have concerts at Fenway Park here in Boston, which is normally a sports park, there are often security checkpoints, but that backs people up into these crowds waiting to get in. So you've created a vulnerable crowd of people outside the stadium when they might have flowed freely inside and you wouldn't have had that backup.
That's right. But the risk on the other side is you have them in an enclosed area where the blast effect of a bomb inside an enclosed area is more lethal. And so these are constant trade-offs. I do think if you're going to have a screening point where you have people queued up and vulnerable, you also have to take steps to mitigate and try to protect them. The other piece to this is the intelligence and making sure your entire effort is intelligence-driven so you're not relying on that very last point of screening.
Yeah, investing money and efforts into finding them before they get to the airport. Fran Townsend, she's a former Homeland Security advisor. Fran, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.